Well, we're ready to take our look at the news for the day. Actually, this news story has been in Canadian papers, I think, for several days now, and it's prominently featured today in the paper. It involves the plight of Canadians who have traveled quite a few thousand miles to see the big Canada-Russia hockey game on Russian ice. When a sudden meeting of the Supreme Soviet was called this week, 2,000 beds had to be found at the last minute for delegates coming from all parts of Russia and converging on Moscow. As a result, many Canadians who arrived in Moscow and are still arriving for this big game, the first one on Russian ice, have been bumped from their hotel rooms and moved to lesser hotels outside the city of Moscow.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the moment we've all been waiting for. Through the combined facilities of CTV and the CBC, we take you to Moscow Stadium, where Foster Hewitt is standing by for the big one tonight. A play-by-play description of the first big game on Russian ice between Team Canada and Team Russia. Over to you in Moscow, Foster Hewitt.
Hello, Canada and hockey fans all over North America. Well, this is the big one, and the excitement here is building to a fever pitch. As I was telling Brian Conacher on the way into the stadium from our quarters 50 miles outside of Moscow this evening, this one could pretty well be the linchpin of the whole affair. Depending on how this game goes tonight...
Foster!
Excuse me, hockey fans. Yes, Sergei?
How many times I must tell you, Foster, please, keep voice down.
Sergei, this is the only way Canadians back home, and indeed North Americans in general, are going to hear this important, crucial game is through my commentary.
Foster, is your problem. Our problem is get sleep tonight for big... meeting tomorrow of Supreme Soviet. Some of these men have come from all over Russia, far Siberia, Murmansk, Archangel. We are tired. We need sleep. Now, please, Foster, keep voice down. Oh, you have sharp voice.
Sergei, I just had better explain to the folks back home. We had a bit of a curve thrown at us, hockey fans, just before the broadcast time here this evening in Moscow. As you've probably read... The hotel space is at a premium here due to 2,000 delegates coming in for the meeting of the Supreme Soviet. And just before broadcast time, we were informed that 15 Russians would be billeted here in our broadcast booth. They're lying here now, some of them sleeping. I should point out also there'll be no color commentary tonight because Brian Conacher was evicted to make room for the Russians.
Foster, please... lower the voice. I beg you. Please, how many times must I ask?
Right, Sergei. I'm going to have to keep my voice down, Canada.
Foster.
Yes, Sergei.
Please to pass shaving cream, toothbrush over to me. And when you leave, make sure lights turn out and door is shut.
Right, Sergei. There you are. I'm going to have to keep my voice down, Canada. If there is a little less enthusiasm and fervor than usual, please do not misconstrue this as lack of interest in the game. It's simply that these 15 Soviets who are sleeping here all around my feet wish to be undisturbed. Well, now the teams are at center ice. We're ready for the face-off. The puck is dropped. Esposito gets the draw. Back to Bobby Clark. Clark takes it up along the board, and he's ridden very heavily into the boards by the classy Russian forward, Kaliginin. And now the puck comes out to Ron Ellis. Ellis has got a breakaway. Here come the Canadians. They are three strong, rushing through the Russian defense, and it looks as if they're all around the goal. Oh, this is getting to be a very exciting game. Oh, wow. Amazing. And you would leave it in there now, and it's just a fantastic play.